Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know about you folks, but I can't wait to see one of my favorite running backs, Beast Mode, as an actor. Did you ever think that Beast Mode would be a Hollywood hit? Love Hurts is the name of the movie. Cannot wait. I know I should probably wait till it hits cable, but I don't know if I'll be able to do that. Aren't you just dying to go see Beast Mode as an actor?
Yeah, actually, I do.
I'm serious.
Total surprise when I saw the commercial or the trailer or whatever with him in it. I was like, wait, they put Marshawn Lynch in a movie? I was like, all right, man. They put O.J. Simpson in the Naked Gun movies, and they had, you know, other sports people I've seen. Why not? Why not Marshawn Lynch? Let's see what he can do, you know?
Yeah, and the fact that you just measured him up with O.J. is one of the funniest things ever, because nobody ever credits that for being a good example. But I think he's going to be funny. If nothing else,
well, as a kid,
I think he'll be funny.
That's how I learned who O.J. Simpson was. I wasn't old enough to have seen him play, but I saw him in the Naked Gun movies. And that's how I learned. And then I learned about his football career and whatever later. But to me, first, he was the guy on Naked Gun.
You got to understand how few people that looked like O.J. were on commercials when O.J. started running on commercials. That's why he had such a reach. Because you didn't see the people that looked like O.J. on commercials.
For sure.
Back in the day. Let's not fake it out now. Let's keep it real.
He had that smile, man. He had that smile, making a lot of money with a smile.
Yeah, no,
like
he
that.
Had a lot going for him, you know, and until he didn't. Reese, out of Silver Spring, welcome home.
How are you, sir?
Reese, this is great, man. Opportunity, man, to talk ball, and we have great content. And once again, the family store, I call them the Clampets. The Laker organization is the Clampets, and they make another move, so it's always good.
I'm going to tell you what I talked to you about yesterday and went out on national news at 1 a.m. this morning, and this guy called me son, and I'm 74 years old.
Who called you son?
I told him, I'll tell you, our conversation I just spoke to you a day ago was, okay, if we get Khalil Mack and if we get Stanley, remember that?
Khalil Mack.
Khalil Mack, 17 sacks, free agent. Miles Garrett may be able to come here.
Oh, well, Miles Garrett, I'm with you. Yeah, Mack, I don't know if his body would hold up. How much you have to pay for him?
Yeah, and I'm waiting for this guy to give me an answer. And also, we got Kingsbury and JD coming back next year. I think we'll be okay. So,
well, if it was me, I know I said, hey, in Adam, we trust.
Okay. He's schooling me. He's calling me son. I'm 74 years old, all right? You know, if we get those, sir, and they'll come here to D.C., I think they will. I think our team will be pretty good. And he cuts me off. So the next caller calls in. He said, Joey, Reese just wants to know if they're available and we get them, how good are they going to be? He goes, oh, my God, I apologize to Reese. He does this over the air in front of, I don't know, 50 million people last night. I'm laughing my ass off, all right? I got a new girlfriend, and I told you this. I said, if we go to the Super Bowl next year, I'll be there, Doc, and I'll be with my new girlfriend. You remember
that?
Yeah,
I remember that. But I don't remember who hung up on you.
The guy in is doing the sports show all night last night. Jody something. You probably know.
Oh, okay. Reese, you had me. I thought it was one of our people. Oh, we don't control him. He didn't work at our station.
Right. So I just got sleep, and I'm like, I got to talk to Doc this morning, and that's true.
Well, that's what we appreciate, that, man. Yeah, Metal, were you as concerned as I was? I thought we had done something.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I'm happy. I want his opinion, and he schools me, and he calls me son. I played ball at ECU 50 years ago, and we had a pretty good team, number 18 in the nation, and I just want to put a helmet on with you and go out there and hit somebody.
Hey, Reese, I tell you what, you throw me a helmet, I'm going to throw it back at you. The one thing about it, Reese, is that you're a champion, and they can't take that away. But there does come a time you got to say it's over, that you can no longer do what you used to do. Let it go.
Right. I just want that.
We're verbal athletes now. We talk the game.
The Maryland Crab Cakes place and where it is.
Jerry's.
And I'll go there. Where's that Maryland Crab Cakes in Montgomery County? And I'll go there.
All I could think of were Jerry's. The two best I've had, that or Crystal City, the restaurant. Those are the best two crab cakes that I've experienced. But I'm sure that people will hear this and they'll call in and give us recommendations, and we'll be able to serve you as like no other show is capable of. You take care of yourself, my friend. You had me going for a moment. You had me scared. I was concerned about you. You okay?
We're fine. We're fine.
You stay strong. Stay strong. All right, good deal. Metal, man, I thought we had violated Rule 101. Never, ever, ever disrespect the caller.
Oh, I've had a couple callers we've had to disrespect once in a while.
Well, Tony doesn't count. He's a punching bag. Big Tony, I mean, Big Tony. He's a punching bag. That we don't worry about. Man, he's a canine. So, you know, they're used to abuse. That's part of their DNA. We will get a former Eagle, John Booty. I love it when the opposition, and they are riding so high now. The downside to putting 50 on a team is that it's not the last game of the year. Now you've got to go into another contest. And was that a max out, or was it just a gift by the four turnovers? Do you get a false sense of security or how good you really are because the team threw up all over themselves and gave you four opportunities? And then there's Kansas City, who is Houdini. They have not been the leaders in every category this year.
I thought this is the year the Bills were going to beat them in the playoffs finally. And
yeah, a lot of people.
And we got Kansas City again, so I'm surprised.
So the Bills. But this is the year that I dare you not to watch the game. How can you not watch it? In terms of anticipation, because you really don't know. I can't wait to see how the lines come out and the wage of people who make a living at this. Not the people that bet and lose money. You know, we got more people that enjoy losing money than win money. The people that lose money talk about it all the time. People that win, you don't hear a word from them. And they're smart. The losers can't stop talking. The winner's quiet as a church mouse. Going to be a lot of dollars in this because Kansas City doesn't appear to be overwhelming. But it's not a sport where you have to overwhelm people. You just have to beat them by 1 point.
Yeah.
So who do you trust in a close game?
I mean, I'll tell you, not Philly's kicker.
Yeah.
Philly's kicker is not great. He's not.
Kicking has been somewhat of an issue.
It is that's one of their weaknesses. And you know, I think the line right now is only like 1.5 or something. So it's not like they're, you know, Vegas is expecting this to be a blowout one way or the other.
I knew that it was, and I'm not saying people were wrong. It's just weird. When a guy is basically close to undefeated as you want him to be, he's a defending Super Bowl champion, and he's not all pro. And people go, well, he didn't really have that good of a year. And I go, let me go back and open up my manual. What is the object of the game? To win.
Yeah.
So when the greatest winner does not get fruit in his plate, his dinner plate, I think we all crazy. I mean, the whole system is just, it's just crazy. But yet, Joe Burrow and whomever, and JD, all the guys, they may have outplayed the individual, but they're home watching the champion continue to perform. And how do we not? And I'm not knocking the system. This is just how I function. And I'm wondering, why would you contaminate your audience, making them think that it's something really cool for you to receive an award, but yet the winner, the guy who was undefeated damn near, didn't and doesn't. You want me to think, believe that I'm supposed to believe that Patrick Mahomes is not all pro? You mean you can have an award, you can have a game, you can have a group, and Patrick Mahomes is not in it? And I'm supposed to take you serious? Really? Okay. I won't be in that group. My eyes don't lie.
Well, I want to see a three-peat. That's what I want to see the most. I want to see it happen. So what do you, who you want to see win this game, Doc?
Oh, I'm always for dominance because it's the hardest thing to commit to. Because those guys have to keep holding that rope. They can never let it go. And then you got to stand for something. If you lose, then you can go back to cutting corners. Well, maybe it's not that important. Maybe I'm not letting the alumni down. You know, maybe it's just all right. Which is pretty much like the society would like you to believe it is. Let the young people to say, aight. No, it's not. So, yeah. I'm not mad. I have nothing against Philly. Love Philly. Everybody in the East, I'm into. I told you every year it should be three. You got to beat us three times to get to the Super Bowl. It should always go to the NFC East as far as I'm concerned, even if it's Dallas. I ain't mad at them. You don't have to wish against Dallas. They don't lose anyway on their own. If it's a big enough game, you count them out. That's an internal glitch on their part. That's the way they were designed.
You got to make it to the playoffs before you make those big games in the first
exactly,
place.
So. Exactly. So who's scared of them? But they showed you, though, they've got the bluff machine. Because this sport, I didn't do this. Don't blame me. They designed it to where you could make a fortune and be in last place. That's a flaw. Why should I improve? Why should I hire the best? Why should I do any of it? You see what the Harris Group did? Anybody that's been out at the old Skins Park, they had that AstroTurf field to sit there forever. You talk a good game, and you know a dude is crazy when he doesn't fix the things that helps him win in the sport he's involved in. I didn't say the parking lot needed to be repaired. I'm talking about the fields that they actually practice on. And these nitwits didn't pay attention to that. We'll go to break on that one right here on 106.7 The Fan. Overtime, DOC, and Heavy Metal. 1-800-636-1067 is number. Back in a moment. Bottom of the hour, former Eagle, John Booty, he's been smiling ear to ear since they put that 50 burger on us. But he's going to share his expertise with us. But before then, we're back to the lines we go, and that's the MGM National Listener Line at 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Spotsylvania. Bill, welcome home.
Hi, Bill. Good morning. How y'all doing?
Fantastic.
I just like to say, Doc, that I've listened to y'all, and I've seen you play. I'm 72 years old. I've seen you down in the locker. I've seen you on the field commenting. And I grew up on 106.7. I found the Junkies a long time ago.
Yes, sir.
But when you started announcing, and when I saw you after you played, and then you were on the sideline, the kudos, everything that you do, I enjoy the most of out of everyone, because you're the person, you've played, you've been behind the doors, you know the owners, you know how the players feel after losses, and it's just amazing. You tell it like it is, and that's the most loved thing I love about you, man. You do a great job, and that's all we want to know on our end, and what's really going on, not what they want you to hear, and you make us feel that, and I appreciate that, and I found you on the weekends. And I am not leaving. I actually called the Junkies yesterday to find out what your schedule is, because I could not find out when you're on, because I don't get the weekends off to listen a lot.
Yeah, well, them brothers, really, man, I love what they do, man, and they're anchors. And everybody brings something a little different to it. That's what makes the station so unique. And I appreciate that. You know, and the one thing that brings joy to somebody else pisses another person off. And that's the beauty of it. It's like pick and choose. And Bill, I mean, you sound like a pure canine to me, brother. And I love you because I'm just trying to give back what was given to me. And I've told the story over and over. When you come to this town and you don't know anybody other than Brig Owens, of course, his family from my hometown, and people calling you at the hotel, offering you to go to dinner, you've done nothing here just because you wore that uniform. And that's the George Allen 70s skins. And the way those brothers, they had, you're talking about a brotherhood. What DQ has done was here back in the day. It was it. It was a different group. They sang in the locker room when you won. They had slogans and they had things that some people sound corny. It's the brotherhood. Because what you miss, once the money runs out, you miss the camaraderie. You miss the locker room. You miss the fellas. And it's never the same. So this drought that we've been through, trying to keep hope alive, for the people that support it, the people that were at those airports when we fly in the middle of the night, and a lot of you were there. Never forgot that. Never will forget that. 30 years dealing with these jackasses. And now to have this thing settling, hey, man, never, ever let go of the rope. Never. Until we get the Lombardi Trophy again. It ain't about getting to nothing. It's about winning it. Hey, Derek, what's up?
Good morning, Doc. Burgundy and gold till I'm old and cold.
I got you.
Doc, I missed your breakdown from our defeat last week. All week, been kind of busy. You may have touched on
this. Wait a minute, hold it, Slim. Then you mean you don't know about the Odyssey Rewind? Now you're making us look bad. Now, if the boss is listening, he's going, we're doing a rotten job of not telling you that it's always free on the Odyssey app. You can go back in any segment you want. No one should ever call here and say they missed anything.
Well, Doc, I'm more of, I need to hear it live, but I will go back.
But then you need to have your behind here on time. Hey, Mel, you check him out? He calling here with demands. He ain't dropped a dollar in the offering plate whatsoever. And he talking about it's too cold in the church. You hear him?
Hey, Doc, two questions. If you were King GM for the day, what two positions would you focus on offense and defense specifically for our team for next year? Like, you cannot move on unless we address those two positions.
Okay, another reason why I know you're not a regular listener, because you know I don't do the fantasy thing. We got AP. No, we got competent people. It's their job, not mine. I can give you what I told you before the game. Here's before the game, before the Eagle game. If you go back, when you go back to the Odyssey app, you hear me say, O-line, D-line, they have a back. Okay. They're built the way I grew up.
Okay.
If I can bully you, you're not going to see any innovation. The only reason I go into my bag of tricks is when I can't run you over.
Gotcha.
Why would I go to my bag of tricks when I can run through you? That's when you have an artist. When I refer to coordinators, it's not a dig, it's a compliment. But every great creative mind, to me, has got to be controlled by a thug. Because if you have a creative person, they get their endorphins based on creativity and seeing things work. You gotta have somebody stop them and say, "Oh, Slim, straight ahead, 50 gut." Period. And so that's the way you have to help them. They're not doing it because they want to hurt you. That's the creative brain. It's got to be matched with a thug. If you got all thug, that don't work, because we have to have that creative. What Kingsbury is able to break defenses down, he's able to open. He's done a magnificent job. But He's got to have a thug element with him. There's a reason why he's so successful with individuals. He's helped mentor and monitor talent, but the teams haven't won. I need the team to win. So, you know, it's just like having a lot of, if you got a lot of money and no money management, what does that mean? What do you end up with a lot of money and no money management?
Mm-hmm.
What do you end up? Broke.
Nowhere. Yeah.
Broke. So I love the offensive. See, like Joe Gibbs was offensive lineman at nature. So it was already in him. He worked at Florida State. He worked at USC. That's back in the day when it was running back you. I ain't trying to trick you. I'm trying to run through you. And you can't make a man do that if it ain't in him. So you got to have a thug by just saying 50 gut. And we didn't have that element. They got to get that element. So I'm going to get a way that I can run the ball down your throat. Like Philly. They don't have they got the short yardage thing. They dominate. They dominate in the mid game. They dominate you on the ground. And they can kill you out the air if they feel like doing it. Because dominance always wins. All that perfume and all that foo-foo stuff, that's cool. Don't win championships. Look at Andy. You want to make Kansas City soft. They're not. They're hard as a screwdriver. Because Andy won't let it get no other way. So, hope that answered it. We up against the break. Appreciate that. Love the good question. But K-9, you guys, you're bringing it today, man. I love this when you guys bring the energy and we got good questions and they're all real. I ain't got nothing against the fake. Hell, I played a lot of Monopoly growing up, too. But it's time for us to get serious when we come back. Former Eagle. He makes me sick to my stomach now because I got to deal with him the entire offseason. That is, unless Kansas City taps that tail, then he'll be marginalized just a little bit. Stay with us. We'll be back. Well, I'll tell you what, the callers today, we could be hitting a record today. This might be the highest IQ of our callers since I've been on the air. We've been balling today. And that's even with Big Tony calling today. And that usually lowers your Q all the way across the board. So that is strong. I enjoy this next guest. He's a buddy. He's a colleague. He's a baller. And right now, he's got a leg up. Because his birds puts 50 on my boys. And I'm going to have to hear his mouth the entire offseason. They won the series, 2 wins to 1 loss.
Right.
And he's on his way to New Orleans in the Super Bowl. Other than that, he's not a bad person. John Booty, welcome back. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing fantastic, Doc. And other than that, you know, I'm not a bad person. Just going to enjoy those birds flying around at the Superdome. He's a Superdome. So
you got the call to go to the link. As a guest of the Eagles in midweek. And once again, just for us, we need this. This is therapy.
Yeah.
You got a great squad. When you scored, when Saquon scored on the first play of the game, I didn't think that would be the killing blow, but I damn sure was discouraged by it. What's your take right now on this club? Temperature-wise, you're in that locker room. You're in that city. God bless you. You know, to have another lost life, sooner or later, all kidding aside, y'all got to stop just getting on these poles.
I know. We got to stop that. We can win, but just don't go to the extreme, kids. And get
the violence, the level of violence, even for Philly, it was a little bit over the top.
A little bit over the top.
And I just wonder, the temperature right now, your squad, what's your gut telling you?
Hey, my gut is telling me this. From all season, you hear all the stuff going on, but that team is having fun, playing extremely hard, and winning football games. And that's what the temperature is. That temperature is high. You know, they say, well, is really Philly against the world. And people don't like us. People don't like our fans. But we love what we have here. People don't like our coach. But we love this man because he puts us in position each week to win football games. And he makes some offseason moves and get people in place, to get guys in place to play up to their standard. So the temperature for me, Doc, being in Philadelphia last week and watching that one play and the Commanders coming back and saying, listen, I'm going to punch you back in the mouth. And then, hey, we are here to fight. But at the same time, like, hey, let's turn up a notch. Let's do what we have to do. And so, and a long answer to your question, the temperature is high for the Philadelphia Eagles, almost at Washington. The temperature is high for them on this offseason, though. But, yes, the temperature is high. My gut feeling going into Super Bowl.
You had a couple of those studs up front that were kind of nicked. Are you concerned that your offensive line may not be 100%?
No, I'm not, Doc, because, you know, they had 2 weeks to – you know, they're having 2 weeks to heal, and this is the Super Bowl, and you experienced it. Unfortunately, I haven't, and you're going to do what you have to do to get on that field, to go as long as you possibly can at 100%, at 100 miles an hour. So I'm not concerned. I think the backup off the line is going to say, hey, listen, next man up. That's the mentality. So we have to do what we have to do to open up a little scene for that number 26. We'll do just that.
John Booty joins us here on Overtime. Of course, it's courtesy of Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. You know, being that Super Bowl, man, it's great. And you guys earned it. And every team is different. I felt that just the worst loss in the world is to lose that championship game and be having that week taken away from you. Sirianni, I mean, he's a conversation piece. Everybody talks about it. But, you know, and usually it's not as much chaos inside as it appears to be from the outside. Is that true in this case?
You know, I think what it is, Doc, people love to talk. It's sports, it's entertainment now, and people love to give their opinions and what they see. A.J. Brown reading a book on the sideline, I mean, he's out of the game or whatnot. His mind's not set on the game and things of that nature. But Sirianni has a way of pulling this team together. Different personalities, and you know, Doc, you and I know, we all have different, 53 different personalities on game day in the locker room. So he's able to, and you had a great coaching, Coach Gibbs, bring those personalities together on those Sundays or those Sunday Super Bowls. So he's been doing that all season. So the outside noise, that's what it is. And the guys inside say, hey, listen, we go to battle each other every day in practice to make each other practice better every day and get us prepared for a game. So let them talk. And we may give them a little shove here to give them a little bit more to talk about to keep them off of us privately on the inside.
Metal, I don't know about you, but it's a strange game for a team that probably could have been as close to being undefeated as the Dolphins. And yet the Chiefs we've not seen them function at the highest levels we've seen them in the past, as we talked about earlier in the block. Quarterback didn't even make all pro, and yet we know it's Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
So who are we kidding? It's still a dangerous opponent. And I wonder, from a defensive standpoint, how do you outscore Kansas City?
Well, the deal is you got to keep him off the field some kind of way. You got to have your run game going. You got to heat up that clock, keep him off the field. You got to put up points while you're on the field on the offensive. Even though he didn't have the all pro year, the Pro Bowl year, he's still that magician, knows how to get it done with old Kelsey and some other people that he can get the ball to. He'll use his legs. So he wins like any means necessary, right? I don't have to have them stats as long as I'm winning and as long as I'm back in the Super Bowl. That's the credit that the Hurts and Mahomes have for their teams. So how do they do it? They have some close win victories, lock field goal for a touchdown for a victory and all that jazz. I'm like, wow. There's a wild team there. But at the same time, they do have a magician, a quarterback, who's not having the best year. Didn't have his normal year, but he has these other guys playing very well around him.
Metal, I don't know about you, but I just find it, maybe I'm just uncomfortable with this, that he was basically demoted, yet he was damn near undefeated. He's right. Working on a three-peat, and we found a way to say that he wasn't playing at his best, and we're not wrong.
Well, it's the 11
statistically.
Picks. It's the 11 picks everyone's looking at this year. That's out of character for him. That yeah. said, he has had zero picks so far in the playoffs, I mean, the two playoff games, so.
But could you be at the Pro Bowl? Could you be at an event and he be there and you walk on a podium and know that that man's not being up there with you? I just think it's weird.
It's weird. I agree with you, Doc. Like, man.
I mean, I'm going to say, who are we kidding? What is being all pro all about? It ain't like he lost his touch. His team is winning. And but anyway, it'll be settled in the game. I'm not going to ask you who you like. I'll wait till next week for that. But first of all, I need to know if you are there, because I need your expert account. Our audience would love to hear from you in New Orleans next week if you're there, and you can just okay. give us a little bit of scene set, painting the deal, on not the nightlife things you're involved in. We have a friendly, we have a children friendly
family network.
We not your nightlife, but if you can explain, because the thing you miss about the Super Bowl, it's exhausting. The things you have to do, the amount of people and pressure. Now they're built for it because they're used to this. And dude, it's two times y'all are in the Super Bowl thing now. I just don't think you're getting your credit.
No.
With this group, it's how many games you've won with right. Nick.
Right. And 4 years, two Super Bowl appearances, right? And,
right.
And had an opportunity against the Chiefs the first time around. Now's another chance. And different defenses and offensive coordinators, different players, buying into the system. That speaks volumes for Sirianni and the Philadelphia Eagles and their fan base. And they like they love their alumni too. So, man, this is incredible. So, Doc, my goal is to get down there on Friday. I got to go to New York and be a part of Fox 5 New York for the Eagles. As an Eagles legend, be on appear on TV. And I'm planning on leaving that Friday to go to New Orleans, but I'm having some situations with the rooms, so. I'm like, oh, we got to make this happen. And I did get my tickets for the NFL, for the game. So if I want to go to the game, I may need to have somebody who want to purchase them from me. But anyway, that's another story. But I'm planning on going down on Friday to New Orleans and give you some inside scoop of what it was like. If not, I'll give you a call and say, Doc, man, Clark watching him. And I'm hoping y'all can wear some green that day. I doubt it. I apologize.
It's probably not going to happen, but nice try. Hey, JB, you stay healthy, man, and just say no, all right? Just say no. That is John Booty, a friend of the show, and he's an Eagle at heart, but he lives in DMV, so we show him nothing but love. We'll go to break on that note right here on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, and again, courtesy of Rude, the guest hotline. We'll be right back. Oh, that John Booty. I'm not pulling for the Eagles to lose. I know that Toothpick and the First Lady, you know, Chief Nation is huge. We haven't heard from our other favorite Chiefs fan in quite a minute. I just started thinking about that. Junkyard Dog.
You know, I'm a bit of a Chiefs fan, too. You know that, Doc, right?
Most people tend to lean towards the Super Bowl champions.
So that's not why.
That's not odd.
That's not why.
Well, I'm just saying. I never heard you talk about the Chiefs.
I've talked about it before. My dad's entire family grew
story.
Up in Kansas City.
Okay,
and so
then
I was
you
a
good.
Kid first watching football, you follow the teams your dad likes, and I started watching the Chiefs and the Royals. Those are my two teams.
I give it to you. You win. You win. I don't doubt that.
I'm just saying.
That's legit. I always have to make sure, because, you know, Big Tony, he's kind of you know, he's kind of ruined things where, you know, you just have to double check everything, is Nicholas, who seems to be very patient. He's still with us?
Yeah, Doc, I'm here.
Hey, Nick. Hey. Sound like a canine, man, like your style.
All right. Hey, thanks for punching my ticket this morning. I want to give a shout out to Anthony Munoz.
Munoz, Trojan.
Yes, sir.
He was a stud.
Oh, prototype tackle in the 80s and early 90s. And,
yep.
And the reason I pick him is he played at 6'6", 278. And I think if somebody came into camp now to play tackle at that weight, they'd say, man, you got to beef up, you know? And this, I think the reason why we have so many injuries now in the NFL is the weight of the players. Now, I don't know when it changed, but I videotaped a lot of games in the 90s, in early 90s, and the average line back then was only about 300 pounds, lineman. And now, what are we talking about? 320, 330?
Go back to the 50s. They'd be every 10 years, you're going to get this. Weight training, nutrition, supplements. When you grew up, did you know what a personal trainer was?
Oh, no.
I didn't.
YMCA.
So, we're going to be our automobiles. I mean, look, I rolled my windows up manually. Now you push a button. We had convertibles in California with no seat belts. So everybody can do this at your own pace. I have surrendered. We're not going to be able to understand it. Everybody going to be bigger, stronger. It doesn't mean they're better, but they are bigger and stronger and faster. And you got to deal with it. But it's still a game that you block with your hands and feet. You have to be athletic enough to deal with it. This young man, Coleman, out of TCU, he did a heck of a job coming on and learning this position. He'll get a lot better if he's allowed to play it again, but let's not poo-poo the job. He had a hell of an assignment going against edge rushers. The most vicious creature in the NFL is the edge rusher. There's not a lot. What are there, six of them? Worth a damn? And if you don't have one, your cornerbacks are vulnerable to the forward pass. If you ask me, what am I looking for? I'm always looking for a someone special that can rush the quarterback. And if you don't have somebody dedicated to teaching that, now they do here. They've got an excellent staff. I endorse their staff. But it's about results. And they put their corners on islands. I would not want to play cornerback here unless I was like Darryl Green. That's how hard it is when you don't have people chasing the quarterback. That's why, to me, that young man, well, I don't know if he's a man. He's a beast in Cleveland. Before I do anything, I'm talking to Cleveland. Miles Garrett is his name. And I'm going to be, for all you detail people, and I'm going to say, Miles, Adam Peters, just wondering, is it, before I get into this, is there any chance? And I got to figure that out. Because what, I don't need a whole bunch of cap space. I need the right pieces. So we'll see what happens. But coming up on a break, and I appreciate you being patient. Kirk, let's see. I'm going to try to do it, Kirk, but see if I can squeeze you in out in Ashburn.
Listen, I want to set the record straight in Philly fans. There's some obnoxious fans, but we've got them in every city. I've seen them in D.C. too.
Yeah.
And I just want to say about the Philly people, I was stationed up there at the Philadelphia Navy Yard in the closing time of the Vietnam War. And as you probably recall, military weren't too popular, but we were treated very nicely up there.
Yeah.
I want to get the balance fair record, you know, straight.
Well, if you say it, I believe it. And thank you for your service. And, hey, man, look, it's a sports. I think there's only 10% or less that attack women and children. And they get a bad rap. I think they hang on to it I blame law enforcement for its negligence in allowing this to go, and it empowers the people. But they're dying up there on this pole every year, and it's not good.
No,
what
I
they
know.
Did, it was like a mini riot. There's nothing good about that, and they hadn't won the thing yet. So I think we allow this behavior to go, and it's our fault.
Yep, I would agree with that. I would agree.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for your time.
Appreciate you being patient, Kurt. Thank you for that. We got to hustle to a break, or heavy metal is going to tear the studio up. To break we go. We'll attack next hour. Just got word. Boots, Skeletos on the ground. We'll get an in-depth report from Donna Hopkins in the next hour. Stay with us.